Blog Talk Radio.
I could break your heart from a mile away, a mile away.
You know I got it going on.
I could break your heart from a mile away, a mile.
Nothing to lose here. Friday night. Wow, yes, nothing to lose. And that song that you just heard was Break Your Heart by our featured guest here tonight, Bobo Narco. Norco. I'm probably butchering the name, but yeah, we'll get some elaboration on, you know, how we pronounce Bobo Norco or Narco or... No, great song, great. He has some really cool stuff coming up here. I mean, he's an MC from I do believe from San Francisco, California, you know, the Bay Area there. He's a rap, hip-hop artist. And, yeah, this whole album, I've listened to it, and it sounds really good. So we'll be bringing him on here shortly. Mr. Bobo, yes, absolutely. And before we do that, though, I think we need to do the Pledge of Allegiance because, you know, that's what we do here on when we have nothing to lose on a Friday night. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We remove our hats and put our hands on our hearts, and we let some sort of, like, computerized, like, sounding voice that we all think might sound like Abraham Lincoln help us out with that. So we're gonna do the Pledge of Allegiance real quick, and then we'll move forward.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That brings me to tears every time I hear that, the Pledge of Allegiance there, and you know, I just always imagine it as some sort of animatronic Abraham Lincoln. But all right, so anyhow, we are going to bring on our featured guest here, and Bobo Norco, and like I said, he's from, you know, the Bay Area there in California, and he has this new mixtape or album. You know, that's something I'll debate with him. Like, okay, mixtape, album, I don't know. Some people get really testy about that, but, you know, nevertheless, it's called Keep It XO, Keep It XO. And, man, the cover to this and everything, Keep It XO, the whole theme going and everything, you know, the tic-tac-toe board, it looks great. It looks great. So we are going to bring him on. Oh, wait a second. Hold on a second here. I think one of my co-hosts here might actually be available. Oh, yes, I think it's our special guest co-host tonight here. Her name is Erin Reardon. Erin Reardon, hello. Erin. Erin Reardon.
Hello,
on.
Brian Suchet. I am on, am I?
Yes,
right,
you are.
First of all, why the fuck do you have a show that's called Nothing to Lose and you have this whole, like, Facebook page and shit, but yet you don't have a fucking link to the fucking show on the fucking Facebook page? You really kind of dropped the ball on that one. There,
oh, wow.
Buddy.
Ouch. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, I drop bombs. Typically the type of bombs I drop are what are called poetry grenades. They are 50%.
And yes, and do they involve an adult diaper? I heard they involve an adult diaper.
Yes.
I know. I've seen the videos. It's like fucking porn to me, dude. I watch that shit all the time.
Well,
it's fucking,
you know,
fantastic. I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan, Fujay. I am.
Well, thank you very much. And you know what? Thank you for being special co-host here tonight. I appreciate it.
I didn't realize I thought I was just going to be a caller. I didn't realize I was
going to
be a special
co-host. You are special co-host here tonight.
well, I'm definitely special.
Well, yes, as in, like, gifted. Yes.
Yes, exactly. As in, like, short bus.
Short bus. Well, let's just call it mega short bus.
Or as I like to call it, a super bus.
A super bus? Oh, wait.
A super bus with glitter.
Oh, with glitter. Okay, you put glitter on your special short bus, and it becomes super. All right.
Well, you know, if that's what the kids are saying these days, whatever.
I don't know. I don't know what the kids say these days. I can't keep
Dude,
up with
I have
all
no idea
know.
Either.
I can't keep up with
old.
Jargon.
I'm pushing 40 now. You know, it's, you know, whatever.
Pushing 40? Oh, Jesus. I've already surpassed 40. I'm 42.
Actually,
so.
No. I haven't even reached 35 yet. I'm totally full
oh
of
my
shit.
God.
I'm just hammered.
You are,
you know?
Oh, my God. I shouldn't even be talking to you. This. You're not even 35 yet. You're like, wow. Like some sort of like young child.
You know, but like in wisdom and experience, you know, I've far exceeded my physical years, really. I think tonight alone I might have exceeded all of those extra five
right.
years or something.
So
I'm
yeah,
so
you know,
confused.
I kind of,
no,
you
like
know.
I have my laptop open, so I'm hearing everything, and it's, like, happening, like, after I hear it. I'm getting
oh, well,
a little
you know,
bit.
Turn your laptop down, okay?
All right, well, then I will. Okay, yes, fine. I'm sorry. You know, I'm shit-faced. I've never done this before. I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing, so.
But you know what? You're doing a great job already.
But I'm a special co-host, so I'm
You
I'm
are.
Here. I'm in
you
it.
Are. This is perfect. You, I've been dreaming of this day that some, you know, Aaron
Really?
Reardon,
really?
Here
well,
it is.
Now I'm
here
intrigued.
It is. It's happening live. On the air. And
wow.
Should I
touch myself or something? Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I hope you are touching yourself and dithering as we...
I just grabbed a boob. I just grabbed a boob and said, hey! So I did that in your honor.
No, you're doing just fine. You're doing great.
Okay.
So, yeah. yeah, our featured guest tonight is Bobo Norco. And, you know, he's, like I said, he's an MC and, you know, musician, rap artist, hip-hop artist from San Francisco, California.
And you know, in all honesty, I did watch the video that you posted, and it
uh-huh.
is fantastic, and I'm very excited about that, I am.
Yeah, yeah, he has
I don't
a
really
great
necessarily...
sound.
Uh-huh. No, he does. And you know, I don't necessarily have anything that I want to ask, but it's like, oh, shit, I feel almost bad that I just broke up with the guy that I broke up with because he would have so many more questions to ask him than I would. And, you know, so I feel kind of useless. But I will say, you know, like just to be like fucking like, I don't know, like a cheerleader or whatever, the video is fucking fantastic.
It
and
is, yeah.
Anybody... Yeah, and anybody who's interested in hip-hop and interested in anybody who has that old-school kind of fucking, like, DJ mixtape kind of feel, which you really don't
uh-huh.
have so much anymore on the internet nowadays,
right.
you know, so, yeah, like, then definitely check this shit out and listen, and hopefully people will call in and fucking pay attention and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that, I guess, for now.
Oh, no, you're doing great. Yeah, you're right.
It's fine. I'm going to do a shot of whiskey now, so you can go ahead.
There we go. That's the way we roll here on Nothing to Lose.
That's
the name of the show, Nothing to Lose, Friday night, you know, Friday night, nothing to lose. So
Saturday morning, technically, here on the East Coast, but, yay, it's in
Oh, yeah, you're right. East Coast, well, yeah, I'm in Ohio. Where exactly are you located? Just to let everybody know.
I am along the eastern seaboard. I am in good old Boston, Massachusetts.
Good old Boston, yep, mm-hmm.
Good old Boston. Fuck yeah.
Please tell me you're not a New England Patriots fan.
Oh, come on. Suze, how many times have we fucking argued this online? Of course I'm a Patriots fan. But, you know, you don't have anything to worry about. The Patriots are not in the Super Bowl, so you don't have any cause to give me shit. And, you know, of course your Lions are not in the Super Bowl, or your Bungles, rather, are not in the Super Bowl, so therefore I have no cause to give you shit either. You know, because we both know the Seahawks are going to win anyway, so.
Oh, you're pulling for the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, huh?
I'm not really pulling for them. I'm just saying
uh-huh.
that they've been kind of the fucking, the favorite all year round anyways. So, you know, neither one of us really had a prayer. I mean, my team only because we were plagued by injuries. Your team just, you know, because they suck. But, you know.
Wait a second. Oh, ouch, ouch. I do recall my Cincinnati Bengals whipping your little Patriots asses there earlier this season here in Cincinnati. So
again, injuries.
Injuries. Oh, okay. Excuses. All right.
You know, in all honesty, like, it's ridiculous for me to even have this argument with you because I'm way more of a baseball girl than I am a football girl. I really.
Oh, you're a baseball girl.
To be honest.
Wow.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I really don't give a shit about football as much as I do about baseball. And
really.
You know. No. Really. I'm a summer person. I'm not really. Yeah, I paid way more attention. I love baseball. I love the Red Sox, of course, who, you know, in case you weren't aware, just won the last fucking World Series. So, just saying.
So when you say you're a baseball girl, I assume you mean the Boston Red Sox?
Yes, but, you know, but I really love, excuse me, I just belched. No, I actually really love baseball, and I have a lot of friends who are Yankees fans and stuff, and, you know, like, where I'm supposed to, like, hate them, and they're supposed to be my mortal enemies or whatever, but I really do appreciate other good baseball teams. Like, I am a fan of certain players from certain other teams, and I'm a little bit more bending about listening to, like, you know, what people have to say about their baseball team members than I am about football. Football is sort of like, I trash talk a lot more, even though I know less about it. I'm sorry, I'm babbling. I'm fucking, like, over here doing shots and just, you know, pretending like you don't have a fucking radio.
Well, you know what? That's the way we roll here. That's the way we roll here at Nothing to Lose, because it is Friday night. We got nothing to lose. And, you know, I guess... we should probably bring on our
future
guest.
That would be
awesome. Yeah. I mean, he has a great sound, and he has this new mixtape out.
I loved the video. He has great dimples, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. He has great what?
Dimples. I didn't say anything perverted. Jesus.
What'd you say? He has great what?
Dimples.
Dimples. I thought he said nipples. Okay. Well, I don't know.
No, I did not say nipples. If I was going to talk about nipples, then I would have instantaneously, of course, dragged you into the conversation because you're a giant fucking pervert. But, you know.
Yeah, I am.
I didn't. I knew it the minute I met you in Toledo, Fouge. I knew it. You with your creepy mustache and smile.
What, creepy mustache?
I love you. You know that.
Oh boy!
You know I love you and your stash, right?
Oh right,
totally.
Yeah, but you know my mustache it doesn't compare.
Wow, you're totally
compare. It's not like a '70s like, you know, porn mustache or anything like that.
No, you don't. You definitely do not have a porn stash. It's like a very it's like a cross between a porn stash and a dolly stash. It's like. It's somewhere in the middle. It's different.
Oh.
It is unique. It is very Fouge. Like, I kind of wish that you would wear, a beret with your stash. Like, I think that would look really, I don't know. See, I told you, I'm fucking drunk. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. So
no,
what you should
no,
do
no.
is, like.
This is totally making sense to me, because this is the way we roll, like I said. You're doing
right,
perfect.
Anyway.
You're doing great. No, not anyway. Yeah, but yeah. So,
like I said, anyway, you should get your guest on there, and maybe we can continue the conversation about your stash between the two of us at another time when it's a little bit more convenient.
I would rather talk about his music and all that.
Right, yeah. Well, plus, I have to piss right now, so I'm going to be honest.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go do that.
Complete
and you can
honesty.
Introduce the guest, and then I will come back, and I actually want to hear what your guests have to say, because the video was fucking awesome, the tune was fucking awesome, and the dimples were fucking beautiful all around from all of them.
Well,
and
he's probably going to like to hear that you like his dimples. All right.
Well, you know, I am really interested to hear what everybody involved has to say. So So you all do that. I'll be right back.
All right. Yeah. Just put your phone down while you you urinate, and we're just
play. I'm not going to bring it with me. You know, nobody needs any sound effects or anything.
Yeah. No sound effects.
I'll be back. All right.
Thank you. All right. And while she is going to the bathroom, we're going to give her a little toilet flush. Aaron Reardon obviously likes the Boston Red Sox very much. All right. So, yeah, we're going to bring on our featured guest here tonight, Bobo Norco. And hopefully I am pronouncing that correctly. But, yeah, I'm going to bring him on. And, yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about this Keep It XO and everything. I mean, he's got something special going on here. He has a great sound. I mean, very polished, yeah. So we will bring him on now.
How's it going?
Hey, Bobo. Thanks for coming on, man. Yeah, you have a great sound. I love it. I dig it. And yeah, that I posted the video, the music video and all that, and we featured your Break Your Heart song there at the beginning. So
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, man. All right. So you're from the Bay Area there in San Francisco area?
Yeah, Santa Rosa, yeah. North of San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Because I used to live in San Francisco, so my heart is still kind of in there. So, yeah. Once I heard, it's like, oh yeah, man. You know, musician, rap artist, and you have a unique sound, buddy. It's a mixture. It's not just rap. I mean, you have like a whole R&B and everything else, hip hop, just a little bit of everything, and pop. Kind of just all mixed in, yeah. And this album that you just See, some people get really mad when I like to say album because I'm old school. I'm old. I'm probably
old
enough to
be
your dad.
It could be an album or a mixtape, really.
A mixtape, yeah, I know.
Whatever you want to call it, it's okay with me.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So.
Hi, hello. Sorry.
This is the drunk girl
from Boston?
Yeah,
she is.
I like your dimples, apparently.
Oh, I do. I love your dimples.
At first, I thought she said
I like your nipples.
I
had nothing. You didn't even show your nipples. How would I even know if I
had nipples?
How did she know that I have nice nipples? In order for me to know that, I'd have to have something to go on. I wouldn't just pull something like that out of my ass. Anyway, I just came in. I'm sorry. I totally missed the entire conversation because I was outside smoking half a joint. But I'm back now. So carry on.
All right. Okay. So Bobo Norco. Am I pronouncing that right? Norco.
Yeah. Yeah. You pronounced it right.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm always worried about that. Yeah. Well, where did you? I mean, okay. That's something that fascinates me too. With every artist and musician that I interview or talk to, is how do you come up with the? You know, where did that come from, Bobo Norco? I mean, the whole moniker, the whole nickname. What inspired that?
Okay. well, I lived in a house with about five artists from my hometown, and I was the youngest. And really real.
Where is your hometown, if you don't mind me interrupting?
That I do music with. He always called me Shawnee Bobo. My real name's Sean. I was the youngest, so he called me Shawnee Bobo, just kind of joking around. And the name Bobo stuck. And, me being from Northern California, I don't know how it happened, but it just did. Everybody started calling me Bobo Norco. I moved out to L.A., and the name stuck, Bobo Norco. So that's how I got my name. It was just, I didn't really plan it. It just kind of happened. And, I figured, why not? Fuck it. I'm going to keep the name. Everybody calls me.
Well, if you don't mind me saying, your voice is very, phone sexy, fucking awesome.
Thank you.
Well, his
you
music,
are
his sound. I mean, he has it going on.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, granted, I haven't been single that long, but Jesus, that was like fucking, that was nice. Sorry. Anyway.
No, that's fine. It's like, you know,
the voice.
I'm a married man, heterosexual man, and yeah, I find his voice very
appealing. Suchet is like, I'm ready to strap on a fucking adult diaper just in case. Fucking, yeah. Anyway. Sorry.
No, you guys are great.
So I told Brian before I even called that I was shit-faced and that I was going to be kind of obnoxious. But, yeah, between your dimples and your phone sex voice, I'm totally into it. I'm like, oh, where are your albums? Where are they available? Where can I get them? Because I want to get them now.
Well, see, that's what we're all talking about here tonight. Yeah. So, all
right. Good, because I want to know. I'm fucking
right.
All up in this shit right now. All
right, right, yeah. And
all right.
Okay, here's something I have to ask you also. Okay, you explained the nickname, the moniker, Bobo, Norco,
yeah.
And all that. And, I hear a lot of, artists and musicians and whatnot call themselves MCs now. Well, I mean, what does are you considered an MC, or what does that mean anymore nowadays? Because I MC too stuff, but I don't think I'm like the same, I don't know, sort of thing.
I just consider myself a musician,
artist. Okay.
I like to write.
Right.
You know, and I've always liked music.
Uh-huh.
You know, music just kind of fell into my hands when I was younger. My mom got
uh-huh.
me a keyboard when I was a little kid, and it was like, to this day, I think that was like the best day of my life. You know, being able to make music.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I just consider myself a musician, really.
Yeah.
Is it something, for you, is it something that's like as far as regional, local, like do you find that other local musicians, you all kind of support each other and kind of get together in the same clubs? And do you feel that there's like that kind of kinship there? Because I think that for as far as like people I've talked to that are musicians, like I think with like some of the gentrification of cities and where like a lot of clubs are shutting down and stuff, you know, you're more dependent on social media. But do you find that there's still that sort of like, as far as local clubs, like local acts getting together and kind of helping each other out and kind of...
That's actually a really good question. In my hometown, it's kind of been, we've been lacking on showcases and venues to perform. Due to the crowd, there's a lot, you know, just people showing up to the shows, the hip-hop scene out here, you know, a lot of stuff happens at the shows around here in my home city. And, you know, they kind of, a couple times they pretty much banned hip hop from even.
Yeah.
I'm
actually, the reason why I was asking that was, like you're obviously on the West Coast. I'm from Boston. I'm on the East Coast, and I've seen that. I've noticed that sort of thing. Like, it's really weird. Like, they've kind of cracked down on that with all kinds of music, but especially hip-hop, it's like there's definitely less venues and less solidarity, and there's less, like, nights that are, you know, club nights that are promoting any of that kind of stuff, and I don't know, that's really disappointing to me. I think that you, like, in this day and age, you sort of have to, like, rely more on social media to get the word out, to get people to come to these events, because they're not grouping anybody together and making like these huge events out of it like they used to. There's not the same kind of camaraderie and whatnot. I mean, am I wrong? I don't.
No, you are right. You are absolutely right. You know, stuff happens every time. You know, when you get a large amount of people in the same place, sometimes not everything goes as planned, and you can't blame that on a certain genre of music.
Oh, no, I'm not blaming it on that. I'm just saying that you just kind of have to work twice as hard to promote it, whereas before there was, like, a lot more word of mouth, and nowadays it's not really the same way. People are just more antisocial, and there's more clubs shutting down, and there's not any more events anymore, unless the acts that are a part of the event are willing to, like, pay to have like the exposure given or whatever. It just, I don't know, it seems more like a business now than like an art. Whereas like, you know, 10 years ago it was more like an art and less like a business. It was, you know, people would just kind of come out just on their own, and now it takes a lot more effort to get more people involved,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. You know, since the internet, everybody, you know, you don't even know who really has the talent anymore.
Yeah, you have to contend with like every asshole that just, you know, I have more YouTube videos than you, so therefore I'm more worthy of whatever. It doesn't matter how much talent you have. It's just, you know, how willing you are to whore yourself, which, you know, I guess it's sort of like that. It's sort of always been like that in a sense, but. You know, when somebody has the talent to back it up, it's a little bit easier to get involved with other acts and kind of like, you know, band together with them and create something. And, you know, now it seems like it takes like 3 times as much work as it used to, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, whenever those trends start, the bullshit always gets exposed in the end. Everything always comes out in the end. You know, the real artists, the real artists are going to be the ones that, you know, grind harder and put their heart into it. And in the end, they're still going to be there. And
I
agree with you 100% with what you said about, you know, the venues and how the internet, it's just kind of turned into a business, which there's nothing wrong with that, but there's got to be some art to it, there, you know, because it's not the same.
Right, and you appreciate what where these venues are coming from and whatnot, but at the same time, it's like what made all of these venues great to begin with was that real artists flocked to them and they kind of banded together and they worked together and they did these kind of things. And now it's like the gentrification of cities, like every city is becoming like an airport town. Like I noticed it, of course, with Boston. Like I mean, all the clubs around here. I mean, like, the West Coast, you're actually luckier than we are, because around here, I mean, unless you're in New York City, and even then, it's questionable, but, like, Boston, it's, like, all of our entire music scene is just gone to shit. I mean, there's like, nothing. There's, like, I mean, every club is shutting down, and then they're, like, merging with each other to make these big super clubs that are more expensive but only have, like, expensive acts. They're not showcasing local talent anymore, and it's kind of sad, and it's kind of awful. And
The real artists are losing their chances.
Right, and it's bullshit. It's like, it, Boston used to be a huge music scene for hip-hop artists and also for punk artists and all that kind of stuff, and it's like, yeah, these acts exist, but nobody really knows anymore. You know, you have to kind of, like, dig through the dregs of the internet to even find out who these people are, and that kind of sucks. Like, that's why I'm kind of hoping, like, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to, like, be, like, babbling through your entire thing, but I kind of hope that, you know, even just by talking even tonight, that like at least somebody listens and kind of realizes like how fucked up that is, and you know that,
yeah,
you know, there should be more artistry as far as the club industry is concerned, and a little bit less business, because something has definitely gotten lost in translation over the years, and that sucks.
Well, you're definitely speaking on a popular subject, you know. It's not a secret anymore, you know. It's the truth, you know. But we do, hopefully, you know, hopefully it's not like that forever. You know, hopefully something happened.
Well, like I said, I mean, I think that social media is definitely helpful as far as, like, still spreading the word around is concerned. But there's so much shit to weed through. There's so much more. That's kind of like in your face, and I don't know. In any case, I'm gonna shut the fuck up and let you say what you're gonna say.
Well, Aaron, you probably get mad as hell when you have to go on the internet and search through 2,000 artists just to find one good one.
Right? Yeah. I mean, just because you're just like, oh, hip hop band that I heard in L.A. Oh, there's only like 9 million results that come up. You know, like I mean, that's gonna be rough. You know.
Yeah.
It's gonna be rough. I'm sorry.
I guess the internet has its ups and downs, right?
Well,
you know,
but
But yeah, social media and everything, I mean, it has become, you know, I guess,
like I said, I'm not disparaging it. I'm not saying it's like a terrible thing. I definitely think that there are people that definitely get more exposure this way than they would otherwise, but it's sort of like a double-edged sword. It's like, there's not the same kind of local people getting behind everybody. And I don't know. With anything that you gain from it, you lose a lot from it, too. That's all I'm saying. And, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm shit-faced. I already told you that.
No, that's all right. That's the way we roll on
the truth comes out.
I'm just going to shut up and do my shot now and let you finish your interview in peace instead of
being
an interrupting asshole.
What are you going to take a shot of?
This would be a shot of really cheap bourbon.
There we go. Excellent.
Jim Beam out of a plastic bottle. Because that's how I roll, because I'm poor. Yay.
Well, join the club. All right.
Right? I don't trust anybody who's not a little bit poor.
So I've noticed, Bobo, I mean, do you want me to call you Bobo, or do you have, like, a more formal name you would prefer
Bobo
to go by?
Bobo is fine. That's perfect.
I'm just going to call him Sexy, because he sounds sexy.
Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I would call him that, too, just given, you know, the sound of his voice and the sound of his music. But
seriously, Fouché totally wants to call you Sexy. He just can't do it right.
But anyhow, okay, here's a funny little segue here, okay, because I noticed a lot of your, I mean, the whole cover feature, you know, for your new album and everything, you got the whole, you know, I mean, XO, keep it XO, I mean, hugs and kisses, and I love how you have that whole tic-tac-toe sort of thing going on there.
Yeah, no hugs and kisses. That's not what we intended. The XO.
Okay.
I had to interrupt you real quick.
Okay.
So
wasn't
XO
all about
is,
puppies and love and hugs and, I don't know, vaginas or whatever?
Well, have you ever heard of anybody say, keep it 100?
Keep it 100? I've never heard that term. No, what's that mean?
I mean, just to keep it real.
Keep it real? Yeah, I've never heard
keep
that.
Keep it 100. Well, XO is Roman numerals for 100. So it's keep it 100, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. I like that. And I noticed that in a lot of pictures I've seen of you, you have this, you know, the hat on and the shirt that says,
I'm sorry,
you know,
I didn't mean to belch during your interviews.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Sorry.
The No Lovers, No Friends, which is one of your songs from your album here, Keep It XO.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so,
I
yeah,
actually,
so do you
I
have,
actually,
like, a whole line of clothes and stuff going on as well?
Yeah,
or?
I'm planning on – I haven't dropped the clothing line yet, but I'm definitely planning on it soon. We've been looking for distributors.
Uh-huh.
And just taking our time with it. I'm in no rush to do that. I want to make sure that I do it right.
I know nothing about clothing lines, but I will say that pretty much like tomorrow, I will grab a copy of your album, and I am going to hand it around to local hip-hop artists that I know, which I do know some, and some radio people and stuff, and I do definitely want to help you out because you're
awesome.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That.
And, all right, well, you know, so the whole NLNF thing, I mean, I know you have, I saw a picture of you with a ball cap that said NLNF.
Yeah.
Yeah, No Lovers,
that's
No
Friends.
That's
my independent label.
Oh, it is. It's your independent
label?
Yeah,
that's actually my label.
Okay,
and we were going to do a clothing line as well.
Right, okay, so, wow, excellent. And, and I mean,
I'm
going to
do a clothing line. It's going to be all wife beaters and jean shorts and curlers. That's what it's going to be. That's my clothing line right there. I call it redneck hot.
Redneck hot.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. That was kind of funny. But, I'm being serious here. So, and I noticed the little broken heart thing. So no lovers, no friends, with the little like broken heart symbol. And
yeah.
All that. I mean, is there some significance to that?
Yeah. Well, yeah? I consider my friends family.
Uh-huh.
So I don't really call my friends friends. I figure if you're close enough to me to be a friend, that you'll be my family.
I'm the same way. My friends are more my family than my blood relatives are. Most of my blood relatives can go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And the no lovers is basically, just stating that, I'm not the type of person. Not just me. The people under my label. We don't have to. Fuck every girl that we hang out with. You know what I mean? Like, you know how it is. No lovers, no friends, all family. You know what I mean? Everybody in the circle is family. I'm sorry. What was that?
I just called you a pussy. Sorry. I'm like, I don't know. If every fucking whore that hung out around my door, I'd fuck them. Whatever. Why not? That's what they're there for. If you're not married or whatever, then fuck it.
How about we play? I'm totally kidding.
Jesus, I sound like an asshole.
No, you're totally fine. How about we play a little bit, another song here from...
That would be awesome.
Keep it XO. Yeah, we'll play that and we'll come right back. How about a little bit of Blow My Brain?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to blow our brains and come right back and keep talking.
The music blew my brain. 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 If you don't suck my pain, then you get jumped by pain. If you don't fuck with my strain, I still don't pump my brain. Don't suck my pain, if you get jumped by pain. If you don't fuck with my strain, I still don't pump my brain. It's been a long time coming, my cup overrunning. Got a strong rhyme pumping, but I can dip from my stomach. The crowd is at my feet, they wait for me to speak. Like him, settle down, they throwing roses at my feet. My whip is a ship that'll dip out of state. I float above traffic, pimping, I don't need a break. As far as blending up with haters, never you need to stop. It's a Cogswell Cox, ain't fucking with space and profit.
We go hard, we go hard, we go hard. We show up, show out, we show up. We go hard, we go hard, we go hard. Show up, show out, show up.
The music blew my brain. 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 If you don't suck my bang, then you get jumped by bang. If you don't fuck with my strain, I still don't pump my brain.
Captain Saber hooker tied up to a rocket bath out here trying to stop my
show up, show up. We go hard, we go hard, we go hard. Show up, show up, show up.
The music broke my brain. The music broke my brain. The music broke my brain. The music broke my brain.
Yeah, there we go. The music blew my brain. All right. Bobo Norco from Keep It XO. XO.
Well,
and I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff, man. I am just saying to all those involved there, if you want to get in contact through Brian's page to me, I can probably pass some of your stuff along to some local DJs and get you a little bit of East Coast exposure, if you like.
I would love that.
Absolutely, yeah.
I would love to be able to do that for you.
I really appreciate that.
Definitely have to arrange that. Yeah, yeah. He's got a great sound.
Absolutely.
Good stuff
absolutely.
Going on. Yeah.
And, well, like I said, I'm not like a big local music person or whatever, but I do know a couple of people here and there that, you know, I could definitely get you around into some of the clubs locally if you like.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that would be great.
I can both use some copies of the album.
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
Please do.
Well, yeah.
Please do.
Yeah. After the show, we'll arrange that. We'll exchange emails or whatnot. Yeah, that would be great. definitely. Yeah.
Agreed.
Great sound.
So, Aaron, what did you think about that song? Did you like it?
I think it was fantastic.
That's good to hear. It's always important to get a female's opinion.
Oh, is it really?
Well, you know,
I'm not really a
don't...
typical. I'm not really a typical female, so I don't know how.
Well, I've found.
I don't know
that,
how much of a female opinion I have.
You know, females give it to you how it is. They're honest. You know, I've noticed that. Every time I do a song, I go show a girl before I show one of my. You know, I always go to the girls.
Oh, my. Well, all right. Well, cool, I guess. But, you know, like I said, I'm not really a typical female. I'm usually considered one of the boys for the most part in anybody
boys,
that
yeah.
I'm around.
Yeah, you've got to see the size of her penis. But anyhow.
Yeah, I do. I have a giant detachable penis. It's huge. It's like fucking at least 8 inches. It's just flaccid easily.
but
like I said, I do know a couple of DJs around the Boston area, and I would be happy to pass your work along to them.
Right on.
Yeah, I would.
Right.
I would,
so,
absolutely.
I mean, so how long have you been, like, writing music and all that? I mean, what's the creative process like for you? I mean, do you come up with the lyrics first or the music or, you know, I mean, how involved are you with as far as, like, you know, being...
Yeah, like, is it something that you've been doing since you were, like, a teenager or...
Yeah, I've always liked writing.
Uh-huh.
I was writing before I was writing music. Writing was something I just loved doing.
I'm pretty sure Brian and I can relate to that.
Writing what? I mean, well, what?
Yay, poetry.
Yay, poetry.
It's such a rewarding place to go to.
You know, what I used to love doing was I'd go in the dictionary and I'd find words that I had no idea what they meant, and I'd write them down and I'd write the definitions.
Really?
You know, interesting, right?
Personally, the thesaurus is like probably my best friend in the whole world. I love when I have like a word in my head and I can't get it out and I have to look up a word and I want to know other words that, you know, mean kind of the same thing, but I want them to sound more interesting. That's my go-to. It's what I do. I'm sorry.
No, that's
babbling.
Fine.
Sorry.
No, you're not. No. No.
I told you I was drunk, Brian.
Well, we all are. Well, at least I am. I mean, I don't know.
Cheers.
Bobo, are you?
No, I'm not drunk.
You're not drunk? Okay. Are
no.
you under the influence at all?
Maybe.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. Good enough. You don't have to elaborate there.
All right. Just saying. I smoked a little something, and yeah. Okay.
How's the weed out there in Boston?
It depends on who you go to, you know, just kind of like anywhere. It depends on who you know.
Yeah.
Who I know is pretty good. Pretty good. We're good.
Well, I understand the California area has a pretty good connection as far as the weed goes.
Probably better than us. All of our connections live in, like, fucking Maine or fucking the middle of nowhere or whatever. Anyway.
But, yeah.
I'm not sure how relevant any of this is.
No. It's all relevant because, you know, we're all artists and, you know, we all do our own art.
We're all artists and we all like weed and...
We're talking about, you know, some of his, okay, so some, what are some of your inspirations? I mean, were there any, like, particular musicians or whatnot, or a style of music that inspired you at a young age, you know, to move in this direction and become, you know,
At a young age, I really liked, I got to say, Kurt Cobain was probably one of my biggest influences.
Wow. Okay.
Definitely. Michael Jackson, of course. I love Michael Jackson. You know that.
Who
was,
doesn't?
Well, of course. I mean, that's.
I couldn't go a day without him.
He was great.
Exactly.
Really? No, I'm not. Like, that wasn't a joke. No, like, I mean, like, early Michael Jackson was fucking incredible. Incredible. Uh-huh. Nobody could touch him. Nobody.
Right.
Except little boys, of course.
To this day, I don't think anybody can.
No,
except little boys.
And Kurt Cobain, I mean, yeah, I mean, wow. I'm an old man, so I was in college when, you know, the whole Kurt Cobain, you know, fad was going on, you know, and, you know, wearing the, you know, the plaid shirts and all that good stuff.
Well, that was, for me, that was high school. And
high school, see, I'm an old man. But,
I'm kind of an old woman, too, so I get what you're saying. But as far as, like, even earlier influences than that, like, are you into, like, the soul singers, like the fucking Otis Reddings and Sam Cooks and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I honestly really,
because that is, like, the greatest shit ever.
I appreciate all genres of music. You know, I've always listened.
Awesome.
I've never really, I don't dislike country, but it's never really done anything for me. But
see, that is really, really what most people say, and I can totally understand that. But I mean, as far as like early country is concerned, and early country and bluegrass, like that's, I don't know. There's some
early country
is,
bluegrass.
Like,
I agree. Yeah.
Definitely, like, some untapped fucking genius going on in there. But, of course, early country and bluegrass was inspired by blues and, you know, So, anyway.
I would never turn my back on a good country singer. It just doesn't do, you know. It doesn't
do a lot
for me.
I think anybody who is any kind of artist is not going to turn their back on any kind of artist as long as it's interesting. If it's not interesting, then whatever, but...
Yeah,
see, the thing is, I have not heard ever, I've done lots of interviews with, you know, hip-hop artists or whatnot, and I've never heard anyone say one of their major influences was Kurt Cobain. I agree with that.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, and I mean, can you elaborate on that? Why? I mean, was it his lyrics? Because he was very creative.
That was
poetic.
Kurt Cobain was true pain and calligraphy. You know, he really, that was his heart. You know, that was straight from his heart because, you know, everything Kurt Cobain was going through, he was in so much pain, and it's so amazing. I admire it. It's so amazing that somebody, you know, going through that much pain in life and hurting bad could convert that into music.
See, I totally understand that, and I totally respect and love that, but at the same time, it's like I think about who Kurt Cobain's influences were, and those were people that were like Leonard Cohen and Tom Waits, and I don't know, like to me that seems like, I don't know, they seem like deeper artists to me than I guess Kurt Cobain was. I mean, I'm not diminishing, you know, the impact that he had on music at all in any way, shape, or form. That is completely in my wheelhouse. That is completely, like, in the time that I grew up. But I guess, like, I don't know. I grew up listening to, like, fucking nerdy, like, oldies music and stuff. And,
I didn't lie to
you. And I know that, yeah, and, like,
did you listen to Weezer?
Like,
oh, Weezer.
Huh?
Of course we, yeah, of course.
Okay, just
yeah, but I mean, like, I listened to stuff that was, like, way earlier than that, you know?
Yeah, I know. That was just a random question. I don't know why.
No, I love that you asked it. I think it's great. Are you kidding me? Like, I mean,
I just wanted to make sure
I wasn't the only one,
I guess.
No, I totally want to know where you're coming from. Like, I'm not, like, saying this to, like, try to, like, cut down anything that you're saying. It's just I just want to know more, you know?
Yeah.
Like Kurt Cobain was very, very, very heavily influenced by Leonard Cohen. Like, he even, like, I think he even mentioned him in, like, his suicide note and shit, you know? Like, it's just, you know, to me it's just, like, kind of, I don't know, is that where you get, I mean, is Kurt Cobain somebody that you get your influence from, like, lyrically more than musically?
Well,
that's what
I guess
it would seem like it would be.
It has a lot to do with the time in my life when Kurt Cobain was, you know, at his prime, really.
Right, and I think that he, but I think he had more of an impact as far as music is concerned. I think he had more of an impact, like, you know, vocally than he did, like, lyrically, more than he did musically. I don't think that Nirvana really changed anything musically as much as they did.
Oh,
like,
okay. Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
Artistically, word-wise.
Okay, Nirvana, yes, they did. I'm sorry. But we're not going to debate that right now. that's something we can talk about a little bit later. I'm not going to debate that whole Nirvana didn't change anything musically. You're Aaron, yeah, they did.
Okay, there. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to strike a nerve, Fouché. I didn't mean to strike a nerve.
Well, let's hear what Bobo has to say about that. I mean, what's your opinion?
Nirvana didn't change anything any more musically than fucking Mudhoney did, but nobody paid attention to Mudhoney, so whatever.
Right.
They were all Seattle bands, whatever. Anyway.
Seattle bands.
Moving on.
And the fucking Seahawks are in the Super Bowl. Okay. what do you think?
The Bungles are not. The Bungles aren't, and neither are the Patriots.
I didn't say the Bungles.
So
I said the Seahawks are.
So I guess neither one of us has a leg to stand on there.
So Bobo, I mean, what's your rebuttal to that? I mean, what do you think?
As far as Kurt Cobain
and Nirvana and all that, I mean,
I think they were more lyrical than they were musical. That's all I was saying.
When Kurt Cobain was doing his thing, I honestly couldn't relate another artist to him.
Really?
You know, I definitely could see that, you know, somebody who maybe didn't pay too close of attention to Nirvana could be confused with as far as the genre that they were in and, you know, the Headbangers Ball and all that and the other artists
He had a way of expressing angst and pain and actual human emotion where nobody else musically really was doing that. People were either focusing on anger or they were focusing on something else, whereas he kind of encapsulated all human emotions. That's how I feel about it. That's the best way I can articulate it. And I didn't mean to, and I totally didn't mean to cut you off. I'm such an asshole. I'm sorry.
It's always good to hear other people's opinions. Always.
Oh, no, that's a good input. Definitely.
Sorry. I'm such a dick.
You are a dick. That's why we love you. All right.
Oh, I love you too.
I think she should have the official co-host part, you know?
Oh, yeah, she is. She's hired. She's, official new co-host.
Nuh-uh, stop it.
Oh, no, you are. You're too good at this. All right. No,
you
are. You made the show really fun, and I'm glad.
You're a lying cunt.
Oh, I am a cunt. Yes, but but anyhow.
I'm really, I really apologize. To
for what? No, no, no need.
No,
need,
no, no. To our guest, I apologize. I don't mean to talk over everybody.
No,
I'm
it's going great. You're doing great. Everything's great.
Yeah, I think Erin, I think you're making it more fun.
I
thank
agree.
You.
She is making it super fun.
I really appreciate
too, but,
that.
You know,
thank
Erin,
you.
Erin's helping out a lot.
Thank
she sure is.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right. See, now I have a fucking huge ego, and I'm just going to be like, oh, I'm just going to jack off to my ego now.
Wow, really? Women can jack off. I always just figured that women could just dither.
We call it twisting the pink pearl.
This is not the focus here. How about we, we did Music Blow My Brain. How about we do All the Way Inside here and come right back? And it looks like we have another caller on. We'll bring the other caller on after we listen to another song here from
that
Bobo
would be
Norco.
Awesome.
Keep it XO.
I definitely want to hear another song.
All right, let's do it. So we're going to play All the Way Inside, okay?
All right. Love you, bitches.
I get it. I got it. I get it. I got it. I get it.
$100K just to rock a set. Yeah. Gold on my wrist and my neck. Sweat. Rip a broad kissing on my neck. Wet. Mister, you don't got it like this. Got them protesting on my profession. When they anti me, that's so depressing. You should probably pro you, that's my suggestion. Keep it up or get smacked by the Smith and Wesson. I put my muscle down, then I put my hustle down. I used to bust rounds, now I run the fucking town. When I lock my zone down, I'ma own the crown. Think it's far-fetched, look they on me now. The other day, young bitch asked to take a flick. Took a pic, then the bitch tried to take the dick. Hit a hand away, bitch, get away from this. I ain't even on yet, I ain't even signed. This is a sign of the times that I'm on my grind. Plus the way I get down, blow a bitch's mind. 365, man, what's a 9-to-5? Fuck a 9-to-5.
I'm all the way inside. I do what I want to. I move when I want to. I do who I want to. I'm all the way inside. I do what I want to. I move when I want to.
Holly on the gas, fill it up with petrol, let the cutty smash. Now ain't something 40 water with a dead. Got a vest, put your chest in, no vest to your head. Cold rebel, now I vest on your head. Time to put him with the rest of the dead. Fell in love with a rat, I'm lying. Fell in love with a stack, I'm shining. Ask about me in the trap, I'm diamond. Diamond in the trap, I'm rhyming. Rhyming in the trap with diamonds. You know it's Gucci, don't misconstrue me. Don't play the bass so loosely. Partner, don't get two-piece, don't get beat back like Coochie. Now I'm rocking with Young Lucy, and that's the Coochie. My life's a movie, Scarface in the jacuzzi, the Cuban suits me.
I do what I want to, I move when I want to, I boo who I want to, I'm all the way inside. I do what I want to, I move when I want to, I boo who I want to.
Step out in the bay, man, it get crazy. They looking at me like a pimped out Slim Shady. I'm 6'5", don't know to get it live home. Known to bust nines out the side of my ride, bro. Known to bust nines out the side of your Tahoe. If you brought in the thing, I'm lighting up the 5-0. Like Hydro, G.I. Joe. Hit the streets, tanked up wherever I go. Banked up with a crease in my 5-0. One time, get creased, fuck 5-0.
Is it on me, baby, at the Navy? And if you suckers want beef, then it's all gravy.
I've been in it every day in the lab crazy. You call what you want, but don't call lazy. Yeah, I had to do it for the streets one time.
I'm on a savage grind. I do what I want to. I move when I want to. I boo who I want to. I'm all the way inside. I do what I want to. I move when I want to.
For my motherfucking hood, I'm too sexy for my motherfucking low rider. Now I'm knocking on my West Coast set. Now I'm knocking on the East Coast set.
I'm on fire all through the Midwest. Now I'm down south turning up like lead.
I do what I want to. I move when I want to. I boo who I want to. I'm all the way inside. I do what I want to. I move when I want to. I boo who I want to. I'm all the way inside.
All the way inside. Yes. Whoa. Well, I'll try not to read too much into that. But, yeah, that's another good tune, man. Like the every one of the songs I have listened to from this.
Sexy as fuck, motherfucker.
No, I mean, it was a good song. It's a good song. He has a great sound. And, I mean, every song I have listened to, you know, on Dat Piff, and all that.
I don't know. I just love that I'm so much less nerdy than you are, Brian.
Less nerdy? Whoa, wait a second. Where'd that come from? Wait a second.
You're so much nerdier sounding than I am. I mean, even though, like, I'm just as nerdy as you are, you sound less nerdy than I am. I don't know. I told you, I'm shit-faced. I don't, you know, whatever. I'm not responsible for shit that I say. No, but the song was hot. It was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All the way inside. Yeah. So, okay, so what?
Yeah. It's still all the way inside.
It still fascinates me, you know, the whole creative process.
Yeah, it's like that. I don't know why, but, like, whenever I hear those commercials where they talk about deep vein thrombosis, that sounds wicked sexy to me instead of gross. It sounds sexy. So all the way inside sounds like, to me, it's like deep vein thrombosis. It sounds hot. Anyway, just saying.
Well, I don't know about the whole deep vein thrombosis, and I don't think I find that sexy
hot
at all. But
no,
wow.
I mean, like, if you actually know what it is, it's not. But it sounds like it could be. Like,
oh, I know what it is.
And
I've seen the commercials, and yeah.
Yeah, but
wow.
If you don't know what it is, and just the words deep vein thrombosis, it sounds fucking hot as fuck. I don't know. To me, it does. Maybe I'm just a fucking weirdo. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, it's been established. You are slightly a weirdo.
So
but
what? I'm fun.
So that was all the way inside from.
I want some deep vein thrombosis all the way inside. You had no idea what you were signing up for when you asked me to co-host tonight, did you, Brian?
Oh, no, you're perfect. This is great. This is great. I'm very, very grateful, believe me. You are officially now a regular co-host, so be ready for next Friday night. So,
if I'm not getting laid, then I'll call, but if I am, then
ooh,
sorry.
Ooh, okay, all right, yeah.
You know, usually on Fridays at midnight, I have other stuff to do.
Oh, yeah.
For
don't we
people.
All right. Yeah,
sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. You're married. But it doesn't count. Sorry. I'm a dick.
You are. You are a total dick, and I love it. All right.
I am
so
a
anyhow,
total dick.
So.
Anyhow, the song is fucking fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every song I've listened to, I mean, I've listened to the whole album or, you know, mixtape. Here's the thing. Okay, if you don't mind me asking and elaborating a little bit, you know, what, I mean, we kind of brought this up earlier, you know, mixtape, album, I mean, I know there's
a DJ
definition
thing
of mixtape, but
I think my definition of a mixtape.
Okay.
There's more than one, because I know artists put out mixtapes for more than one reason. My definition
mixtape is a DJ thing.
There's
a definite DJ thing, in my experience.
Yeah, I mean it has a lot to do with giving it to the DJs, promoting your album.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, sometimes songs don't make the album, so you could throw them on the mixtape. You know, I feel like an album has more of
a,
for me personally.
the mixtape is how you kind of promote the album too, and it's kind of how you pass it along from DJ to DJ, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know personally, but I know, like I said, I know a lot of people that are involved musically and that kind of stuff. I don't know personally, but I hear things, and that's what I gather from what I hear. It's a definite DJ term, and it's definite, like, it's like a sacred thing.
Yeah, it keeps the listeners satisfied, definitely, until you drop your album.
Right, and it also gives you, like, different beats, different sounds that don't necessarily make it on the album, but it doesn't mean that they're not as good, if not better. It's just, it's a definite special terminology, kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna shut up because I don't know enough about it, but I have heard a few things.
No, you're dead on. You're right with it.
I kind of thought I was. Thanks. I really need you and I really need you to tour in Boston so I can introduce you to some folks that would actually be able to talk better than I could about this stuff.
I would love to. we're trying to set up a East Coast media tour, you know, soon here, and that would be great to come through.
Oh, well, okay. See, that's another thing. Let me ask real quick. Performing live, you apparently have done that many times, and what's that experience like to perform live?
Well, I love being on stage.
Really? Okay.
I mean, it's a good feeling, you know. I don't know. I guess I would be the wrong person to ask that to, because I've always liked being the center of attention. You know, I've always liked being in the crowd, and then
you certainly cannot have a thin skin if you're going to fucking perform music somewhere. If you don't have, like, some kind of balls on stage, then forget it. Then you're in the wrong industry, right?
I'm more comfortable when there's more people. You know,
really?
I get more comfortable when there's more people in the room.
Do you get like a natural high from like performing live in front of people, or
anything with
like you?
Yeah,
some people
music,
get just
music
freaked
makes
out.
Me
like,
high. So
it does, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably, you know, the highest I've ever been when I get to make music.
If you look around for venues on the East Coast, like Boston area, definitely look into the Middle East. They'd be willing to fucking hook you up for sure.
Iraq?
The Middle East club in Cambridge is somebody that would be willing to showcase you. And also the Austin Music Club in Austin would be a good spot, probably. But like I said, send me your album, and I will send it along to some people that will hopefully get in touch with you and be able to set some shit up for you out here. You know, if I could help you with that, then that would make me feel very good, because I am musically talentless, and I know nothing about anything musically, but I do know people that know stuff. So if I can help you out, I'd love to.
Let me ask you this: what do you, what artists are you listening to right now?
Me?
Yeah.
Jesus, I am so fucking behind the times on everything. For the last like year and a half, I've been all about Bosnian Rainbows. That's been my
Bosnian
Rainbows. Fucking Omar from fucking Mars Volta and Terry Genderbender from Le Bouturettes. They formed this band together that have these unbelievable beats and this otherworldly sound that sounds like a little bit of stuff that you've heard, but stuff that you haven't heard too. And it's a fucking great album, and it's called Bosnian Rainbows, and it's fucking fantastic. And that's what I've been kind of all about. I mostly listen to like tortured chick music for the most part. I love like Tori Amos and all that kind of stuff. But
Tori Amos.
But,
yeah, I mean, who doesn't like a hot redhead? But
yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
so we have another caller here.
Well,
we have another caller.
I am a hot redhead, you asshole. Anyway. But anyway, it's like I said, if you it, like, I would love it if you would send me your album so that I could send it along to people that would know better what to do with it than I would know what to do with it. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
I would love to be able to. I would love to be able to set up some club dates for you so that you could come to the East Coast and know that you have places to play and not have to, you know, whatever. I'd love to help you out with that because I think your shit's great. So that's all I'm saying.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There we
You're welcome.
Brown chicken, brown cow. All right. Yeah, hey. So we have another caller on here. We'll bring this caller on and see what this caller has to say or ask.
I'm going to take a shot of whiskey.
Here, our guest, Bobo Norco. Keep it XO. Keep it XO. All right, here we go. Hello, caller, you're on. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello.
Brian?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I was
hello.
Talking about, I don't know, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. This is Matt Schrania from Toledo, Ohio.
Oh,
I met Brian.
Hey, good to hear from you, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Thanks for holding. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah?
I was just listening in. I liked the last song that sounded kind of industrial to me, the music in it.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty cool. I was wondering if Bobo Norco remembers, if he's old enough to remember Total Devastation, if he was familiar with Nirvana. Back in the day, Total Devastation was a band that I believe came out of San Francisco, and I was just wondering.
I do remember Total. Yes, I do. I never really got into them, but I do remember.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was in high school when Kurt Cobain died, and I kind of listened to rap and. Anything that was loud and was about marijuana or something like that. You know? I grew up in Toledo, and I lived in North Columbus, Ohio, during high school. And you remember Total Devastation, though?
Yeah. So they were from San Francisco.
Yeah, they claim to be on their album.
You're better than I am. I don't even remember them.
I don't either.
They were kind of obscure. You really would have.
Yeah, see, obscure to me. Like I'm East Coast, so like obscure to me, it was like, oh my God, I love Sepido and I love Throwing Muses. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. But it's just the West Coast has so many different, there's so many different centers of music on the West Coast, like in L.A. and San Francisco and everything. And
I know. It's like that anywhere.
Yeah. I like this this album, these songs you guys have been playing so far.
Yeah, well, then I definitely think, Brian, you should absolutely put on the Facebook page, get all the information you can as far as...
yeah, right. Well, maybe we should talk to the guest
so that people
himself, Bobo Norco.
We should definitely talk to the guest and let him know where, you know, and have him let us know where we can...
Exactly.
Post links to get the album. And
yeah,
stuff,
let's do that,
that
and then we will
great.
Post it. Absolutely, yeah.
That'd be great.
So Bobo,
I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you could basically go to the website,
BoboNorco.com,
and I have all my social networks linked to the front page of my website.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, everything is, you know, facebook.com/BoboNorco. Everything's Bobo Norco.
All right. Well, I'm just saying because, you know, I'm only speaking for me. I'm not speaking for the listeners. I'm speaking for me because I'm shit-faced. You should definitely post that on Brian's Nothing to Lose page. just so that I don't forget it. Because that would be awesome. And I definitely want a copy of the album. And I am not so shit-faced that I will forget to, you know, pass it along to some local folks out on the East Coast for you. Because I would,
okay.
Yeah, just, yeah.
I'd be more than happy
awesome.
To send you actual physical copies. Until
well,
then,
I would...
you could also get the album on datpiff.com for free. I have a free
right,
album
well.
Out there.
Well, you know, I would rather get it from someplace where you would actually be able to make some kind of profit from it, honestly.
Well, it
so,
is on iTunes as well.
All right, good. Good, because I do plan to send it out to a few people if I can for you.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. We will
that
send
way,
it
well,
out.
You know,
and,
well,
yeah.
that way you can tour in Boston and we can fucking hang out and have a beer, right?
Definitely.
Oh, beer. Oh, screw
or,
beer.
Or some cheap bourbon.
There we go. We're cheap bourbon and some of that good old MJ.
Something like that. All right.
Is
oh,
Max still there?
Wow, this sounds scandalous. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Max, where are you from?
Oh, I'm originally from Toledo, Ohio, and I live here now. In high school, I lived down in Columbus, Ohio.
I met Brian Fouché in Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. No, I did.
Cool.
I did a reading there, and that's how I know Brian. That's how we're friends. That's why I'm co-hosting right now. It's because he thought that I was funny, and I still am, apparently, a couple of years later.
I think I was there. Was that the Zygote in
were
my
you there?
Fez?
It was at
yes,
the Collingwood.
I'm
the Zygote in my
Fez. I was one of the few Toledo natives to actually show up and watch all the poetry being performed.
Well,
did I meet you?
That was 8 hours of poetry. That was like a serious poetry
oh,
reading.
That was
insane.
Yeah.
I probably
it
met
was
you.
Wonderful. I was glad. I think I did meet you and your husband.
He's not my husband now.
No, he
hasn't been for a while. But no, I was the redhead with the Red Sox shirt on. That was me.
Yeah, I think I talked to a couple
of
people from Boston. But
I was the redhead with the slutty eye makeup and the Red Sox jersey. That was me.
All right. Yeah. It was sort of a letdown in that a lot of the Toledo poets
I think
did not come out.
I don't think it was really a letdown as far as anything. I think it was mostly just like it was so goddamn hot, and there were so many people. It was so hard to get everybody in. It was just so long, and it was so hot that everybody just kind of got tired, you know. But I think you know I think it was a great event. It was just
it was an awesome event. I guess I'm just speaking as. Somebody that lives in Toledo, I wish that more of the Toledo people would have come out to at least see the thing go on.
I can totally understand that. There definitely should have
but
been.
But
like,
it was very cool poetry reading to attend.
It was. I think it was just because it was the first event of its kind that they were trying to sort of like get everybody in. As opposed to, like, you know, yeah, they definitely should have had, like, a showcase as far as the local artists were concerned. Like, just, you know, just be like, oh, from, you know, 2 to 4, there should be local artists and local Toledo artists so that you knew.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody was kind of flying blind, and it was a huge event. And there were people from all over the country, and it was kind of a big deal in and of itself. But you know, it probably could have been better organized. It just wasn't.
Yeah, I should have just totally done a, you know,
whole strip dance there at that.
You totally should have. You totally should have.
I've done it in other states, such as San Francisco.
You totally should have just dragged me on stage, Fujay, while you were wearing a diaper, and I could have just, you know, like, sucked my thumb and, you know, done something sexy.
You know what? How about we play one more song here from our featured guest?
How about we do that?
Bobo, yes. Bobo Norco.
Will you wear an adult diaper and I can suck my thumb the entire time? That would be great.
I'm always wearing an adult diaper because I'm always scared I'm going to shit myself. But yeah, no. Let's play. I mean, okay. let's play one more song here from our featured guest and get him back on here and let him wrap things up.
Whatever. Our featured guest is so much more awesome than you are.
Absolutely. He's way like more awesome than any of us, and he's been so cool to hang out. And then we'll have.
We'll have some fun questions for him.
You guys are pretty cool, though. I don't know.
I kind of have a crush on you. Like, I'm totally heterosexual. So am I. And I'm pretty sure that later on tonight, I'm going to masturbate to your voice. I'm pretty sure
He does have a good voice.
Oh, my God. You're like way better than Maury, and your voice is like Valium. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Just saying.
How about we play one more song by him? You. Play the song, and then we'll bring him back on, and then we will.
How about saying the name of the song before you play it? How about that?
and then after we play the song, we will give him some of the special questions that we normally give all of
our
guests.
And then I can masturbate to him. Okay.
Sort of risque questions.
Sounds awesome.
They're all for fun. I mean, he seems. I mean, are you up for some fun questions? Because we always do this.
Of course.
Okay, I know. I can tell.
He's cool.
We're gonna play.
Don't worry about it.
We're going to play you, okay? You?
All right.
Song titles.
Yeah.
Song title?
You. Huh? You.
Song title?
Keep it XO.
Song title, maybe?
Bobo Norco. Come on, you. And then we'll be right back. We're going to give him some of our special featured questions. All right.
They don't make me feel like you.
go. All right. So, hey, so.
Hey. So rule number one for being a co-host is always hit on your guest. Always do that. That's a
always
good idea.
Always do what? Always do what?
Always hit on your guest. Always hit on your guest.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Tell
well,
him
you
how
know.
Cute he is. Mm. Fuck yeah. I'd fucking totally hit that.
Okay. Wow. I'm sure this is totally judged upon.
Did I just make you blush, Brian? Did I just make
me,
you blush?
Me blush?
Really?
No.
Jeez.
It takes a lot to make me.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. It takes a lot to embarrass me, but
it takes a little
yeah.
bit of vodka.
But
sorry.
Yeah. No. That's all good. So yeah, so.
I say things as I think them. My bad.
So we okay. Here we are. Here we are,
mm-hmm.
and we just listened to another song from Keep It XO by Bobo Norco, and you know, how about we truly grill our featured guest here tonight and give give him the creepy
Ooh.
Questions. Yes.
Dude,
good
you
luck.
Don't even want to know how creepy I can get. Really, seriously.
All right, so brace yourself. Brace yourself here. Are you ready for this, Bobo?
What the
first,
fuck did
at
I
first,
sign up
I was
for?
Like, oh, this will be a piece of cake, but just by the way she said that, I'm like, uh-oh. What's coming?
All right.
Can ask the first question.
Well, first of
I'm
all,
gonna build
first,
off
first
of you.
Of all, first of all, Bobo has been a great sport. And he's put up with us.
Yeah,
yes. And, you know,
he hasn't
hung
up on
a lot of talent
and
a lot of good
awesome.
Things going on here. So, you know, it's really cool to hang out with us this long and agree to.
Before
thank
we
you
do
for
this
not
question thing, I have to ask a question before we start this.
Okay, excellent.
Yes, please
do. Has there ever been anybody who hasn't made it through all the questions?
No, there hasn't. Everybody has, like, just had their own generic answers, so.
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
This is my first time hosting. I've never hosted before. You just popped my
hosting
cherry.
But she's been great. Has she not been wonderful? Bobo?
You popped my hosting cherry.
No, Aaron has been definitely, she's been great. I wouldn't have guessed that this is her first time.
Hey, I wouldn't
you.
Either. But she is going to be a regular co-host now from
Jesus,
now on.
Jesus,
so.
I feel like queen shit right now. Thank you.
Well, you should. All right. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe we should ask her the questions first.
No, we shouldn't. It's not about me.
Right. It's not about you. You're right.
No,
oh,
it's not.
It.
Well,
quick question
is.
For you. What do you think about Amanda Knox? You know who Amanda Knox is? You know, she's been found guilty like for like a third or fourth time now.
Are you asking me or her?
I'm asking her.
Oh, okay.
I'm really confused there. I think she's a fucking giant lying whore, and I don't fucking care. Anyways, next question.
Wow, okay, but you don't think she's cute in the least bit? I mean, just come on. Easy on the eye?
I don't care how cute she is. If she murdered somebody, then she deserves to go to jail for murder.
Okay,
I don't fucking care. Anyway, next question. Hello,
yeah.
Hi.
Next question. All right, hello. All right, no, so, okay. All right,
mm-hmm.
So here we go. All right, man.
Yes.
Are you ready for this? Here we go.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
I was born ready. Ready for a middle fucking name.
Okay, but we're not talking to you right now. We're talking to Bobo. but,
all
we'll
of a sudden
we're
not talking about
here
me
a little
now,
bit.
Even though we just were. Okay, fine.
All right, Bobo. Okay, all right. So here we go, man. Do you make eye contact when you make love?
Oh, please answer this the way that I want you to answer this.
Wait a second. No, this is for Bobo, not you, damn it.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
why
I
didn't
do.
Answer it. Ah, you're awesome. I love you. Let's fuck
you
and
do?
Make eye contact.
Can you elaborate and why or why not? I mean, what?
No, seriously. Let's make eye contact and make it beautiful. Because it's not making love unless you make eye contact.
Well, okay. Making love or fucking. I mean, we're.
I mean, I guess
either way.
It depends. If you're fucking from behind, then no. But if
whatever. Whatever. It's not making love or properly fucking until you make eye contact. Seriously. It's so much better that way. It's like, oh, yeah. Because then you know that you're the only one, at least for 5 seconds.
All right. So Bobo, here's another question for you.
I gotta admit, I've never had
totally
another man ask me that.
I totally hijacked that question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did.
well, yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. So Bobo.
Fucking awesome,
okay.
Though. Fucking awesome.
All right.
No,
yeah,
seriously.
It was a good response.
Seriously,
it was.
Contact me after the show, motherfucker. We're going to try to make eye contact.
Yeah. So, Bobo, I mean, I know you've got this. I mean, I'm sure you have a real name. But, No, come on. Quiet now.
I'm sorry. I'm pouring a shot. I'm laughing. Sorry.
I have found that a lot of writers and artists like to throw in like a middle initial, you know. It seems to make them, especially writers. It really happens a lot with writers, you know. So, so you have this name Bobo, and Bobo Narco. Or narcoleptic, or wait, that had nothing to do with
narcoleptic.
There, right?
No. This is
Bobo Narco.
I don't think so.
You don't spontaneously fall asleep or anything like that, okay? No.
Sometimes.
No.
Surely he's not asking the hard-hitting questions.
No, just I have noticed that a lot of artists and musicians and whatnot, you know, come up with, you know, monikers or whatnot, and a middle initial. They like to throw in a middle initial because somehow it makes them seem more, I don't know, essential or
it
more
does.
Important. It does. It seems to. Would you throw in a middle initial to make yourself seem more? I mean you've already come up with a, you know, whole like moniker and all that, so so this question
would I throw in my middle initial?
Would you throw in a middle if you were just like a writer poet?
Shit.
Would you throw in a middle initial with a dot to make yourself to help?
I don't really
yourself.
Give a shit about the answer to this question, but
I don't
know. You might as well answer it.
I guess probably not.
Probably not.
Probably
what are
not.
Your thoughts on... Oh, never mind.
So,
what are your thoughts on cunnilingus?
Okay. Wow,
is it
okay.
Necessary or no?
Well, it is necessary, but definitely...
All right.
That's definitely not...
Jesus. Oh, my God.
But
do you want to fucking get married? Do you want to get married? No, shut up.
Here's the next question, you know, the next Randy question.
Oh, fine.
All right, here it is.
Ruin everything. No. Jesus, you just fucked up my whole entire Match.com dating profile, you fucking asshole. Just saying.
Okay, so, all right, here's my next question. It comes to, well, see, she was close when cunnilingus, you know, yeah, yeah.
It's fucking awesome, isn't it?
What?
It's great.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy
it. Oh, wait, neither one of you has a vagina, so you don't understand how awesome it is.
Oh, no,
is,
I enjoy performing it. But anyhow, the next question is when it comes to threesomes, okay? I think threesomes reveal a lot of who we are, okay?
Yeah, right? There's a lot of nastiness and jealousy and awfulness involved there.
No, listen here.
depending on who you have them with, threesome, I guess.
Would you consider yourself to be a queen bee or a worker bee? What would you prefer?
What?
A queen bee or a worker bee? As far as a threesome.
What kind of question is what are you, Martha Stewart?
Come on now.
Can you reword it for me?
All right, right, yeah.
So
quiet down,
sense?
Aaron. Just for
human
a second,
language.
All right.
Sorry.
Threesomes. Okay. Sure. I really think threesomes reveal a lot of who we are. If you're involved,
me too.
Or we're involved in a threesome, or would want to be, I mean, would you consider yourself a queen bee or a worker bee? I mean, think about it. Threesome, queen bee, worker bee.
It's pretty obvious I'd be a queen bee. And sorry, Fouché, but you'd probably be one of the motherfuckers that died on the show.
Wait a second. This question was not meant for you, Aaron.
I know. I was just giving my thoughts. Sorry.
Well, wait. No, this is for Bobo. Come on, now.
Even though I love you. I love
can,
you.
Can
you.
You
know that.
Can you give me the definition of a worker bee?
Well, I don't know. Okay, we're talking metaphors here, okay? You know, you think of a threesome. You got a,
I'm like,
you got a queen bee.
I can't answer that until I know for sure exactly what I'm being. I got to be careful with this right here.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you got to be careful if you're ever
are you married?
It doesn't matter if you're married or not, but you have to be very cool. Be very careful.
People have to be extra careful.
So queen bee, okay, queen bee, worker bee, okay, you know, you got the whole, like, dynamic of, you know, you got a queen bee. She is, like, the main, boom, she's right there in the middle, and then she's got all these worker bees all around her, okay? So if you were in
she is the glue that holds the hive together.
Right. Well, yeah, right. So we're talking metaphorically here. Okay, because
I was talking literally.
I'm using euphemisms here. Okay, I'm euphemism.
Well, I was talking literally as far as bees go. Sorry.
Right, as far as bees go. But, okay, so I was just trying to be polite there when asking if you were, you know, threesome.
If you want
think,
me to
you know,
shut up, just tell me to shut up.
No, you should never shut up. You should just talk like an English bitch. Just start using
an
English accent.
Accent.
Yes. Okay. But anyhow, let's let Bobo answer.
All right. Never mind.
Let's let Bobo answer here. All right.
A queen bee.
Really? All right.
Because you like to tell people what to do. I like to tell people what to do. I mean, that's human nature. Everybody likes to boss everybody else around. Why not?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
You did say that out loud. Wow, you're grounded.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm telling on you.
Am I? Ah, jeez. Well, only if our special guest gives me a spanking will I shut up. Stan.
Wow.
Them dimples.
Okay.
Them dimples. I'm kidding, of course.
The dimples.
Sort of.
Man, all right.
Of.
I like the music.
Of,
I don't know if
really.
I'm so into his dimples. But, hey, yeah, so here we are. I guess the show is about, we're about
dude,
done here. And
like I said.
I'm sorry, what?
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 I just
okay.
know. I just said, you know, I'm the female host. I, you know, I've been
oh, I know.
Hitting on.
And that's.
Good
that,
at hitting on people.
It's hot. That's wonderful.
Was that Max?
Cat dancing craze. Anyways, hey, how about them Red Sox that aren't playing right
oh.
now?
All right, yeah, no,
yes.
No baseball talk now. Come on,
but,
don't make me vomit.
Yeah, I know. Okay. That was my way of not so subtly changing the subject. Anyway, I'm still gonna hit on our guest. Hey, how you doing over there, honey?
I'm doing good.
He's looking good.
He's doing good.
He's
doing great.
Good.
He's done great. Bobo Norco, man.
Shut up, Brian.
Keep it XO. Keep it XO.
shut up, Brian.
She said, shut up,
anyway.
Brian.
No, no. When you tell the
no, really,
the worker
seriously,
bee,
ask him some more questions so that he can answer them. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You tell
yeah,
the worker bee.
That was me being subtle.
No, when you tell the worker bees to shut up. anyhow. No. Seriously, though,
oh,
Bobo, man, you've been great. This is, I mean, yeah. And
yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's been absolutely. It's been a blast.
For
like
sure,
a,
this is like the X-rated radio show right here.
That's the way we roll here at Nothing to Lose.
Well, you know, imagine if we went on the air like an hour from now, like how disgusting it would be then.
Another hour from now? Yeah, it would. Yeah, it'd be pretty bad.
It'd be pretty awful. I'd be way drunker than I am now.
But anyhow, it has been great, and
no, it's been fun.
It has been fun, and you know this.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry I keep fucking totally interrupting you all the time, Brian.
Not at all.
Like,
no, this
oh,
has been great.
Hey,
you've been
why
great.
Don't you shut up and. But, no, it's been fun. It's been a good time.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Sorry.
This is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way Nothing to Lose always rolls.
Good.
You know, it feels like a late-night slumber party, and, you know, we just like to represent and, you know, support other artists. You know, being
good.
An artist from, you know, reality show, we've had, you know, people from reality shows.
Dude,
I
love to think that my drunkenness can somehow elevate somebody else's, like, somethingness. Like, you know, I can help somebody else in their career by being a drunk asshole, and apparently
you haven't come across
that word
as a drunk
so,
asshole at all.
You know,
you've been great. You've been very, you know.
Oh, I am a drunk asshole.
Well,
but,
yeah.
You know,
join the club.
But I'm funny.
And
so
see, that's what makes
me
perfect.
You know, so it works.
And you've been very articulate and very fun, and you know what? You're your new official co-host. So. But anyhow, yeah.
Like I said, I'm a drunk asshole, but at least I'm funny, and for the most part, people like me. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least you're a social drinker, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm sitting in, yeah, no, not really. I'm just a drinker.
I mean, we're socializing right now.
Oh, keep talking. Jesus Christ, I love your voice.
Oh, jeez. Okay,
this
yeah, there's going to
no,
be like a special
could,
like after show.
This could get like sinister and dirty. Just keep talking. My God. You have a lovely voice for radio.
Well, he does,
just
and his sound, his music is, yeah, everything. I mean, yeah, he's got it going on. That's why we had him on here tonight.
But it's been hilarious, and it's been
it has
awesome
been hilarious and fun, and this is the way it's supposed to be. All
it
right,
has.
You know,
it's the way it should be.
And fun and just yeah.
Totally
yeah,
agree.
I definitely hope I'm invited back. It has.
Oh,
been fun.
Yeah, we have to
I
have
really,
you back.
I really hope you will be back.
Yes, have to have you back, and got
and
to
not,
stay in contact,
just,
man.
And not just because I have a crush on you, but because you're awesome.
Next time I'm going to come back, I want to be the ones that ask your next guest the questions.
There we go. You could be our special co-host at some point. That would
Jesus.
Be great.
Can I be? No, seriously, can I be the guest and he can be the host? Seriously. Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yes.
That
yes,
might work.
I want this.
That might work.
Works for me.
All right, so one last time, Bobo, man, let us know about Keep It XO, and you know where people can, you know, find out about it and buy it and all that good stuff. Just one last
gotcha.
Time.
Okay, www.bobomarco.com.
Uh-huh.
And it, my Keep It XO mixtape is on the front page there. You could download
uh-huh.
it. You could also go to DatPiff,
uh-huh.
Facebook, Twitter, my social networks. I'm active on all of them. I try to keep in touch with everybody the best I can. And
oh my God, I think I just came.
Sorry.
Sorry, I'm an asshole.
Yeah. Whoops, did I just say that?
No. You said yeah.
I mean, yeah, a fun asshole.
Sorry.
Oh, this has been a great show, man. And, hey, Bobo,
it
thanks
has,
so much, man. Thanks for hanging out with us. And
for sure.
You know,
thank you.
Yeah. And,
it was really, 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 really and definitely because I'm too much of a shitbag to write down all the shit that you just said, send Brian your album and send some information, and I will definitely pass it along to East Coast DJs and whatnot, and I would love to spread the word around and get people to hear you around here, because you're awesome, and it's been great fun talking to you.
It has been fun. It's been great.
Likewise, thank you.
Yeah, you've been a great sport, man, and
seriously.
Very
anybody
talented.
Anybody who's willing to put up with my shit is fucking pretty awesome. So
is Max still here?
No, Matt. No, I think Matt's gone.
Okay.
But okay. I think.
Well, if Max is listening, bye, Max.
We might have scared him a little bit. I don't know.
He's still there, just traumatized.
Well, I'm not scared.
All right, yeah, we only have a few minutes left here, so I guess we'll just go ahead and close out. And how about we just close out with the?
We close out with him saying once again where to find the album, what website.
Well, we've already
to go
done
to.
That. Where to find the album?
Yeah,
how about we just?
You know, but it doesn't hurt to do it again while we're closing out, does it?
BoboNorco.com,
oh, wow.
DatPiff,
right.
Dizzler.com, it's all there.
I just wanted you to say it again. I just wanted you to say it again.
To hear your voice. That's
hot.
It. That's it.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, my God. Totally, yeah. Fuck yeah.
So how about,
anyway.
Okay, well, since special co-host here tonight and new featured co-host, Aaron Reardon, likes your voice so much.
Hi.
How about you break her heart and we play Break Your Heart one last time as we close out? What do you say?
Awesome.
All right,
great to me.
All right. Thanks so much, man. You've been great.
All right.
Here we go.
John, I love you. I love you.
Love you too, Aaron.
Fuck
I
yeah.
love everybody too. Somebody
you
loves me.
You made all my dreams come true. Fuck you, Brian. You made all my dreams come true.
Somebody. Oh, wait. Laverne and Shirley? Oh, James gone true. Okay, all right, here we go. A little bit of Bobo, Break Your Heart, because, you know,
love
closing
it.
Out here is going to break Aaron's heart.
Love
right.
it.
Here we go.
Ah, sexy bitch.
I could break your heart from a mile away, a mile away.
You know I got it going on.
I could break your heart from a mile away, a mile away. On your face, I'm on the new Bay Bridge, counting the new hundreds with my brand new bitch and my new thing signed. Black candy paint, sign in the paint. Fuck a label, me and real sign to a bank. Get paid, feel it far away, your heart'll start to ache. I take the stage, hit his heart start to break. Play for large stakes, a larger part of cake. I had business, so I had to cop a larger plate. The Golden State to the Garden State. I bet you I could leave him with a saucy face. A saucy face, yeah, they swim my crew. Around two was like deja vu. I got diamond jewels that'll blind you, fool. The kid's breaking hearts like it's I am Sue.
I could break your heart from a mile away, a mile away.
Your heart,
you know
a mile away.
You know.
flow. My flow. She really digging my soul. Trying to pump gas like whoa. Yeah. But I'm Bobo. No, I'm like no. I'm something like a one man show. Although I made it jump back to the stack. Although your bitch on foot. Call her although. I made it still wanna hate me. Although I got it going on. I'm just letting y'all know.
I could break your heart from a mile away. A mile away. Gas like whoa, yeah. But I'm Bobo, so I'm like no, I'm something like a one man show. Although I made it jump back to stack, although your bitch on foot, call her although I made it still wanna hate me, although.